It's good that he's here, then, I suppose.
She offered him a smile, encouraged by his rare dialogue.
Ye suppose?
Morland sneered at her as he thrust another bowl her way.
I'm no paying ye to suppose, ye daft woman. I'm paying ye to work. Get your lazy English arse out there, and dunna let them see the bottoms of their tankards.
Following the furtive glances stolen by the surrounding crowd, Evelyn peered into the nook where he sprawled comfortably, farthest from the glow of the fire. Flickering light rimmed his silhouette, yet it seemed he conjured the darkness to cloak himself. Evelyn caught her breath. If she lived 100 years, she would likely never see a man so large again. Shadows obscured his visage. She could see naught but impossibly thick, long legs which splayed at the knees, encased within heavy, tall, black boots. Involuntarily swallowing her surprise, she knew his relaxed posture was utterly deceptive. She also knew the berserker, Roderick MacLachlan, would die tomorrow. Creeping along the back wall, Evelyn made her way towards the large leather chair in which he sat. She instinctively knew the moment he noticed her. He became more still, if possible. His muscles rigid with a tension that instantly vibrated in the air between them. Feeling like a rabbit exposed to a hungry predator, Evelyn froze as unfamiliar awareness washed over her. It pinned her where she stood and stunned her with its intensity. Vibrant green eyes momentarily glowed with an unnatural light as they regarded her from the shadows. She swallowed and quickly averted her gaze.
"'Tis only a trick of firelight," she told herself.
Attempting a casual approach, she couldn't bring herself to lift her eyes above the table before him.
"'I've brought you supper, my lord, if you're inclined to dine,'